Hello, can I speak with Salvador Mahano?
Yeah, this is me.
I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I am conducting a public opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. May I know, does anyone in your household work for news media outlets such as print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And may I know, are you 21 years old or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
I voted already.
And may I know, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? And can you tell me your race, if it doesn't, if this is just for statistical purposes? May I know your race?
My what?
Your race.
My rate.
Race.
Sorry, I don't get what you're saying.
Can you tell me your race, your racial origin?
My race.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I am Hispanic Latino.
Thank you. And may I know your age?
32.
Thank you. And now I'm going to tell you a list of different issues and concerns that some people say they want the president and the Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate it on a scale from 0 to 10 on how important of an issue it is for you and to have them focused on. Remember, just tell me how important it is for you from 0 to 10. This is the first one. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
What was that again?
Protecting Social Security and Medicare. How important it is for you from 0 to 10.
Protecting Social Security and
Medicare.
Medicare. That would be like a 10 or something like that.
What about protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
That'd probably be like a 5.
What about fighting inflation and improving the economy?
That's 10.
What about addressing immigration and border issues?
That's like 8.
And do you believe that health outcomes in general for the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities? And thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community?
I'm getting worse.
And can you tell me which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact in the Hispanic and Latino community? You can tell me up to 2. Marijuana and other cannabis products, vaping, cigarettes, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, opioids and fentanyl, alcohol, ketamine, ecstasy, or other party drugs, or something else you might have in mind.
Yeah, they're all. But you said only to choose 2, right? So
yes,
I think you, me personally, as a user, or like, you know, I guess an addict. I think, meth would be one. And then, like, I guess, crack, too. Like, all of them are bad, you know, fentanyl. People are like, well, fentanyl, that was really dangerous because, you know, people, well, they say, like, some of the drugs, like marijuana or any other drug could be laced with fentanyl, and people don't take it, so other other addicts, you know, they're running the risk of being like overdose, and they don't even know what they're taking. And there's other things too, you know, like there's many things, you know, like one of the major things right now that's happening. And me, I'm speaking for myself, like as like a first hand or like first point of view, because I experienced this thing. It's something called they call it gang stalking. That's like the English version. But you know, it's not just here, like in California or in U.S. It's actually like I guess you could say
okay.
I guess it's like a kind of like a global thing where basically like people, like citizens, are being put in like in a like some kind of watch list to sort of keep people on surveillance.
Okay.
That's like one of the issues, but you know, the news, they're not covering it, and then when people want to talk about it, they don't really. They have like a lot of misinformation agents to ensure that information that we speak about is incorrect, or they try to like misinform people, you know, to cover their acts, basically. But yeah, that's one of the things that I'm saying. Like, it's pretty bad, you know. Like, our nation is bad. Like, you know, the borders right now, like they're open. People can come in, like terrorists, like murderers, and all these crazy types of like people, you know, coming in, and the border is not secure. Like here in America should be like the number one nation, you know, to keep us safe, but it's fucked up.
Okay, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. This is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through education support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, this program, will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community?
I think so, yeah. If people, you know, if they're informed about these types of programs that they exist, then it can potentially help, you know, and, like, increase somebody's health overall. Because a lot of people are not informed about, like, so many programs that there's available. And it's because either the information's not out there or people just don't know about it.
Okay. And I like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Just tell me if you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, or you don't know it at all about these products. Oral nicotine pouches.
No.
What about e-cigarettes or vapes?
E-cigarettes. I think my brother may have used it.
Okay. And what about heat not burn tobacco products?
What?
Heat not burn tobacco products.
Yeah.
Okay, I would like to give you some information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 Americans' lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to most harmful form of tobacco to less harmful one, such as smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After knowing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? More education on anti-tobacco advertising? Introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market? Cost of smoking has gone up? Or more government restrictions and bans?
Thank you. maybe. I'm not sure. Can't really say.
Okay, what about we move forward? Okay, I'm just going to tell you two statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Just tell me which one do you agree the most. This is the first one. The federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but may not be possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. This is the first one. The second one. The federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. Which one do you agree the most? The first one, who implies a harm reduction, or statement two, that it says that it's too dangerous.
First one.
And do you agree strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
And will you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
It would be less, actually, if they're alternating to a different.
Right? And is someone less or much less?
Somewhat less.
Okay. And now I will tell you the statements of people who have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Just tell me, using the same scale from 0 to 10, how strongly I agree with these statements. This is the first one. We know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not a carcinogen. While smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive, they represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke. Do you agree or do not agree?
Okay, can you repeat it one
more time? Okay, I will tell you the second one then. The FDA is responsible for protecting and advancing public health. The FDA has proved through hundreds of scientific product applications that smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products are less harmful than cigarette smoking. There is a dire need of the FDA to increase awareness of and access to these alternatives for adults who smoke. It could be the difference between life and death.
Yeah.
Do you agree or do not agree?
Yes.
Can you tell me a number between 0 to 10?
10.
And this is the last one. Many people who smoke today come from minority populations. The nearly 500,000 Americans dying from cigarettes every year is not in the wealthy white neighborhoods, so nobody's paying attention. But we can just pretend that isn't happening. The FDA must begin instructing doctors to talk to adults who smoke about less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, no matter where they live. It could save hundreds of thousands of lives every year. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Can you tell me another? Okay, now, sometimes over the course of a survey, I know that people can change their minds. It's okay if you did not, but I would like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that the program Advancing Tobacco Harm Reduction The public health strategy is focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community. Do you agree or disagree?
Yes, I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Oh, and in the past days, have you used any of these following products? Pipe tobacco. What about What about oral nicotine pouches?
Nope.
What about cigarettes?
No, I agree.
What about heat not burn tobacco products?
Nope.
What about cigars?
Nope.
What about e-cigarettes or vapes? What about smokeless tobacco such as Deep or Chew?
No.
Okay, now switching gears a little bit. I'm not going to ask you anything about related about tobacco and health problems. This is just for statistical purposes only. We're about to finish. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college, college graduate. Postgraduate.
Last year, nothing.
The last one you finished.
Last month?
Yeah.
No, nothing. I'm not studying right now.
Okay. And may I know, are you married or married living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widowed? Okay. And do you have any children of 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And which of the following describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Low income.
Okay, and can you how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
And regardless of how you vote how you previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Maybe, I'm not sure. I don't really identify. I guess I would say okay. Independent.
Okay. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden or for Donald Trump or someone else?
Trump.
Okay.
Trump.
And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or for Trump?
Trump.
Thank you very much. This is everything that we need to know. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Have a good day.